This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every school day in this country, something like 26 million kids get on school buses to get to class. About 500,000 buses in all, says the National School Transportation Association. And the vast majority of those buses have diesel engines. And that is turning out to be a little bit of an issue. Now, the diesel fuel is up 50% from where it was a year ago. AAA says $5.04 a gallon for a national average, which means school districts are spending way more than they thought they would on fuel to keep those buses going, which, by the way, those buses, they need drivers, also in very short supply in today's labor market. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on that story.
Superintendent David Law has been playing a game of connect the dots with school buses for months now. At the Anoka-Hennepin School District he runs in the suburbs of the Twin Cities, there haven't been enough drivers for existing bus routes. So
we have combined routes and doubled up routes. Some kids have been getting home later. Our bus rides maybe used to be the long end would be 45 minutes. Now it's over an hour.
Now, on top of that, the district is feeling the increased price of fuel.
We anticipate it'll be well over $100,000 of increases in fuel costs for diesel.
And that's with the district splitting the cost with its bus contractor. Law has turned to reserve funds to pay the difference. But he says if the high prices continue, the schools might have to let go of some counselors and social workers.
Because we have to find the money someplace.
Most school districts are just tapping into their federal funds, their federal relief funds, to pay that differential.
Marguerite Rosa is director of the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown. She says districts are also opting to save fuel by going down to a four-day school week.
They're trying to cram school into Monday through Thursday to save on one day a week on transportation.
40% of school districts contract their bus services out, which means some small businesses are feeling the pain too. Dan Hillman's company in South New Jersey has 140 yellow buses in its fleet, some of which drive up to 150 miles a day to multiple schools. The company pays for all its own fuel.
You know, it's not fun, but it's an expense that it's an unknown cost that continues to fluctuate just like everything else.
Hillman says he's trying to bring fuel costs down by, you know, using less fuel. He's telling his drivers to idle less. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.